Sam Mitchell is a huge name in AFL as an absolute Hawthorn legend. And there is talk today that he may be coming to the West Coast Eagles.
Right.
Which I can see you're excited about, Kimber.
Hey, I might surprise you on this. I've done some research.
Well, that's good. Well, someone who does know what he's talking about is Damien Barrett. Good morning, Damien. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, g'day, guys. And you are right. He will be playing in West Coast Eagles colours, having only 4 or 5 days ago received his fifth Best and Fairest medal for the Hawthorn Footy Club. And this one is as big a bolt from the Blue as we've had in trade period. You talk about the Buddy Franklin leaving Hawthorn situation that came at the end of 2013. This, in its own little way, is as big, simply because I don't think anyone until late last night thought that it was possible.
Well, Sam's 35 years old, so he's getting a one-year contract with the plan to get him into coaching. Has Sam got another season of playing in him?
Oh, no doubt. He'd already signed that one-year deal to actually go around again as a player next year for Hawthorn. So clearly things have moved and changed since the signing of that deal. And his body's fine. Like he polled well again in the Brownlow medal. He won his fifth best and fairest at Hawthorn. I've got no doubt next year's fine for him. Playing on the larger expanses of Subiaco may be a slight issue, but I say only a slight issue because the plan there is to, as we are sort of learning as this day unfolds, it will be to be an assistant coach there at the Eagles under his good friend and a man he regards very, very highly, Adam Simpson at the Eagles.
And Damien, obviously Sam Mitchell is highly respected, and that's part of, as a player, but also as a leader and as a reader of the game, right?
Yeah, he's a different cat, to use that footy terminology. He is not one at Hawthorn to be embraced by absolutely everyone at the footy club with everything that he does. I'm not saying that he's disliked, but don't get me wrong there. But he has been beating to his own drum now for some time, and it is a different drum. It's his own drum, and it's one that he's proud to have. And he doesn't worry about what people think of him. But look, in regards to the professionalism with which he brings to anything he does, it's absolutely at its optimum. And that's what Adam Simpson likes. He will shake that place up in so many positive ways. I'm not saying it needs to be shaken up, but the effect and the impact that he is going to have just simply through walking in the door. And again, his football talents are going to be fine. He's turned, I think it was 34 today. He will be obviously turning 35 under this contract. And I wouldn't be surprised if right now he's thinking maybe even a second year on the playing side of things. Again, all these finer details will play out as the days unfold. But it is as big a trade week bombshell as we have had arguably ever. And that to me does include the Buddy Franklin situation.
Okay, well, because we've got some audio here of why Sam said now is the right time for him to come over to the West Coast.
Because we'd been considering moving there at some point in the future, she actually was like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. Our kids are at the perfect age. My daughters are going to start school next year. My son's in prep. If we're going to move, it's probably better for us as a family to do it now rather than later.
So that makes sense, Damien. Like, come over before the kids start school. But do you think he would have had a stronger shot at a premiership if he'd stayed with the Hawks for one more year?
It's debatable, isn't it? They fell away this year, and I say fell away. They were a kick away, weren't they, after the siren from actually making it through to another preliminary final, and yet in that kick going sideways and not straight, they then had to face a semi-final situation, which they lost. So they're out in straight sets. There's issues at play here with Tom Mitchell from the Swans, the Hawks are bringing in, as they are with Jager O'Meara. Big-name players on goodish money and obviously going to take a spot in the 22. It's time now in Alistair Clarkson's eyes. And he has signed off on this, so that's a significant part of this as well. I'm not saying he's driven it, but he's signed off on it. And obviously it does create the space for those two guys. And just again, on this day or the morning after the announcement from the Swiss appeals courts in regards to the Essendon case, so I raised this today over there because Sam Mitchell was the runner-up in that Brownlow medal that Joe Watson won in 2012. It could well be a very, very big day for Sam Mitchell by way of what the AFL Commission does. It's reluctant to take that Brownlow medal off Joe Watson. It's had all year to do so. It's chosen not to do so. But now, by my reading, there is simply no way they can rule that Joe Watson keeps that Brownlow. And as one of the two runners-up that year, Trent Cotchin being the other one, Sam Mitchell, to me, is the rightful, now anyway, winner of that Brownlow medal. So it's a big day for him in terms of what's happened with his football career going to West Coast.
Yeah.
With what's happened overseas.
Yeah, Damien, the football world never sleeps. Thank you so much, buddy.